AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Along the Northeast, weather is the top story today. Just ask the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio.
Blizzard conditions. Stay off the road. Stay off the streets and sidewalks. Stay inside. If there's any way you can avoid traveling today.
John Cuomo is clearing the snow in Jersey City, New Jersey.
I know more is coming, so I'm just doing this in shifts because I think we're going to get a few more inches. And the heavier it gets, the harder it is to use the snowblower.
The weather is forcing the closing of coronavirus vaccination sites in parts of the Northeast. The mayor of Boston, Marty Walsh, is hoping a trend there continues.
We've had several weeks now in a row here of declining numbers as far as positivity rates.
President Biden has a meeting today at the White House with 10 Republican senators who think the president's coronavirus economic relief bill is much too expensive. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Republicans have balked at the $1.9 trillion price tag, and some more liberal Democrats are urging leaders to move ahead without GOP support. 10 Republican senators are pitching a smaller, more targeted package and received a White House invitation after challenging the president to fulfill his unity pledge instead of just relying on Democratic votes.
Many elements of the president's package are similar to what Republicans want, but at far lesser amounts. A plan to reopen schools in Chicago has hit a snag. Last-minute negotiations over coronavirus safety measures with the teachers' union stalled. There's a possibility of a strike or a lockdown in Chicago. A teenager was shot and killed at a mall in northern Wisconsin. A 17-year-old who police believe was armed and dangerous is wanted in connection with the case. Myanmar's military staged a coup and detained senior political leaders, including Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi. Stocks are higher in early trading on Wall Street. The price of silver has reached an 8-year high. This is AP News. Coronavirus restrictions are being lifted in Italy. The Vatican museums reopened today after a 3-month shutdown. Julia Lammer from Austria was the first to be let in.
It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see it so empty. And we've been here for many weeks and thought, this is the moment to see it.
The Vatican is following Italian protocols to counter the coronavirus pandemic. 5 regions in Italy moved from orange to yellow zones today, meaning restaurants can now open at lunchtime. Cafes can serve coffee in porcelain cups instead of paper cups, and people can sit at tables. Good news for Marcial Antonio.
We can go out again and meet friends who we haven't seen for a couple of months already because of these restrictions, and now we can at least sit outside, have a breath of fresh air.
Despite the lifting of some restrictions, restaurants close at 6 in Italy. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.